Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. I have a dear friend of mine in the studio, my work colleague at CBS 46. You know her as Astrid in the A. Three-time Emmy Award-winning journalist with CBS 46 entertainment segment Astrid in ATL, one of the 50 most influential Latinos in Georgia, just received that distinction, and a whole lot more. But you have been nominated for a Rice Award.
Yeah, I'm following in your footsteps.
Because I was nominated last year for this same subject, this same award.
Outstanding in Media, and you took it home?
I took it home. So I didn't think I would, but I took it home.
Pass on the torch to me.
Well, we're going to talk about that because I fully endorse you. I have a lot of great friends who are in the running with you, but I'm giving my official endorsement to you. Jayma, let's give her a round of applause for all of her great accolades.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yay, yay.
Did you say yay, yay?
Yes.
That should. I'm going to vote for you twice today. Anybody who can do an Ice Cube reference on my program is worthy of a vote.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
How many times have you interviewed Cube?
I've interviewed him twice and his son once. His son came over to promote his movie, Long Shot. Was that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I've interviewed Ice Cube once, and I've interviewed his son twice.
They are identical.
They are the same. They're the same person. Yeah. Their mannerisms, their intellect, their voice pattern, everything is the same.
Yeah,
he spit that young man out.
That's how I feel about my daughter. So it's cool to see that in other parents because I'm like, oh, that's probably what people think of my daughter and myself. So.
You are a mom of a teenager.
Yeah, 15 years old.
15?
I know. Don't
she
tell
grown
me.
As hell.
Grown.
Grown.
I know. She's taller than me, too.
What?
I know. Everyone thinks we're sisters, and she gets so jealous. So mad.
She needs to stop.
I know. Let mama be free.
I know. Give you your freedom.
Yes.
Obviously, this is a great testament to your work in the community. I want you to tell listeners how important it is to be in a city like Atlanta and have an entertainment segment on CBS 46, and also you do Peachtree TV, and to be recognized as an Emmy winner based on this type of reporting.
It's everything. You know, it's crazy. When I first started journalism, I always wanted to move to Atlanta, not even knowing anything about the city, and this was about 15 years ago. Probably because CNN was here, things like that, and growing up in New Jersey, New York, I've always loved music. So the more I studied Atlanta, the more I realized, like, wait, this is just kind of like the same cultural, you know, surroundings similar to New York and New Jersey. When I came here, my heart felt like it belonged here all along. Mm. So I started working as an education reporter, but I always felt that film and music was where my heart, you know, belonged. Mm-hmm. It just so happened that we got a new news director a couple years ago. I pitched him the segment. I'm like, we need to do this. This is like the pulse of the city.
First of all, let me just pause. Steve Dore is so dope.
Yeah, he's the
just the coolest dude ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I pitched the idea because it was lacking. There wasn't one at the time at all. No one had an entertainment segment. And we ran with it, and the community absolutely embraced it.
Yeah.
I focused a lot on community stories at the beginning, not just the flash, because I feel like that's the heart of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And since then, it's just grown. It's one of the, you know, top entertainment segments here. We compete with another station. They launched theirs at the same time, unbeknownst.
Lane. Anyway.
Unbeknownst to us. It just so happened, you know, great minds think alike.
Yeah.
But,
and I'm proud of them for doing that because this is Atlanta.
Yeah.
This is Atlanta.
And there's room for everyone.
You every year you cover our Rod Conference. Mm-hmm. So you cover our celebrities who come down for that. Name some of the top people, like, in your heart, in your mind that you've covered that were really cool.
Oh, there's been so many. So, obviously, Oprah was the first person I covered in my entertainment segment. It was only a month after launching
you
it.
You covered Oprah?
I know. I'm like, look, I get goosebumps. She, and I feel like that would have been probably the last person in my career that I would cover.
Wow.
Not the first one. I was so nervous, and I covered her. She was here to support the
Ron
Clark
account. How was Oprah? Like, how did that go?
Like, I felt like... it was me watching myself out of body experience. Right. And I didn't want to make it about myself because she was at the school for the students. But inside, I'm like, get out of my way, kids.
Right, exactly.
I want to hug her. She was the sweetest.
Yes.
Yeah, and she makes sure that she lets you know your scene. She's like, okay, what's your name? What do you do? And I'm like, I'm Astrid. Anything you want, I can do. It was a great experience.
I can't imagine being in that position. Mm-hmm. To interview or talk to mm-hmm. Oprah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And to be the first month of my segment, I'm like, this was supposed to happen like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Not yet. I'm not ready.
Right.
But it happened. And she's actually going to be here soon for the Human Rights Film Festival at Morehouse.
Let's talk about that on the other side of the break, because that's a big deal. I know you are one of the hosts.
Yes, I just got asked to co-MC. Yeah. It's the inaugural one. This is an incredible honor for me, just because of the legacy of this incredible school.
Absolutely.
And the fact that the community is asking me, you know, it feels like I'm blessings upon blessings.
Well, you make yourself available, and you have the right heart. Mm-hmm. And everything you do, and I've work with you now for a while. Everything you do, you have a spirit of excellence.
Thank you.
And you care about the product. You care about the product, and you care about how people are translated. Who else have you interviewed?
Well, Ice Cube has been amazing, you know, just because hip hop royalty. I've interviewed so many. Nipsey Hussle was one of the greatest interviews that I had when I went to the Grammys. When you were in front of him, you felt like you were in the presence of someone special.
Yeah.
I get goosebumps again. I'm not even lying. Robert De Niro, John Travolta, it's so many. I forget everyone, mm-hmm. but I feel like I've interviewed everyone so far. The only person I would need would be like Jay-Z and Michelle Obama.
You know, Jay is cool. Now, we have a running joke on my show. I do say Jay-Z is overrated. Now, I love Jay. Jay is a cool guy.
But he's not accessible to media often. So that's I say that it would be.
That really would be hot.
Yeah, that's what I say him. But I've had the opportunity. Gayle King, she was incredible. I went to CBS New York and I talked to her over there. So many. As they come to me, I'll pop them out, the names, but so many.
Why is this Rice Award special for you, this nomination?
It comes from the community. I didn't even know that I was nominated, and all of a sudden they tagged me on Instagram, and then I looked up what it was about, and I know that you were nominated last year. I'm like, wow, this is incredible, because this is not my home. It feels like my home now, and the fact that you know, people are talking about me and they like the segment and they connect with it just makes me feel like, you know, whenever we have a story, if someone, you know, likes it and interacts with it, then that's how we connect with stories. So the fact that they're listening to mine and I'm listening to theirs, it just feels like a community.
I officially endorse you.
Here's
what I want people to
do.
Because you tell the good parts of our culture. And I had a conversation with my professor at Clark about culture, period. How every culture has a good part. Mm-hmm. Every culture has a bad part. It depends on what you want to talk about, mm-hmm. right? Your entertainment segment always highlights the greatness of this city.
I appreciate that. I've never, you know, when you are in TV, everybody mm-hmm. talks about ratings.
Right.
So do this and do that. And I had to position myself in a way where it would be glitz and glam, but it would not be gossip or anything degrading. That's not what I'm about. I feel like what you put out into the universe is what you get back.
You'll get it.
And being in media, I know how powerful images are. You know, I first fell in love with film in Colombia because my country was going through so much political and civil unrest. And the way that I would escape would be to watch movies from the U.S. or to listen to the music. And when I got here, some of the things didn't add up. Those images were not the same. And I was like, wait, Latinos are not like that. Black people are not like that. Because the music or the images that get put out by the mm-hmm. U.S. are very different.
Yep.
So that, to me, I feel like we have great power in our hands as media holders, and we should really be responsible.
You are a responsible curator. Let me tell everyone how they can vote for you.
Yay.
If you go right now to thericeawards.com, 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 click on vote. Go down to Outstanding in Media, and you have to click the arrow, all right? You have to scroll to select. You click the arrow, and it opens up the entire page. Bypass everybody else's name and click on Astrid Martinez.
Yay.
All right, Astrid Martinez, she deserves it. I'm thankful that she does what she does every day. And we got more with Astrid on the other side. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. I have with me three-time Emmy-winning journalist with CBS 46 News, host of the entertainment segment, Astrid in the ATL. Astrid Martinez.
Yes, sí, señor. I am here. Thank you for having me.
How often do you speak Spanish nowadays?
I like to reprimand my daughter in Spanish because I feel like it's more serious.
Right?
And we speak it often. At home, my parents and I always have spoken Spanish. With my friends, I try to interject it. I feel like it's important to, you know, throw it in the mix but as much as I can.
One of my foster moms would be so disappointed because I've lost a lot of it. I can still talk a little, right? But she is a Spanish teacher.
Dios mío.
Yeah.
That's what she would say
now
if you were not speaking Spanish.
I know. And she would have these days when she adopted me, she would have these days in the household where everything had to be requested in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could not say it properly in Spanish, she didn't respond. So I would have to go back to this damn Spanish guide to figure out where I said it wrong, right?
That's a good mom.
Right? Let's talk about what we call the Black and Brown Coalition.
Yes.
The new term.
Yes, Black and Latinx.
But we need to come up with something new. Okay, let me start.
First thing first. We just came up with Latinx.
All right, what is Latinx?
So, as you know, if people at home didn't know, the Spanish language is very male driven.
Yes.
So this is a way to be more inclusive and intersectional to regardless of what gender you identify with. Or just a very inclusive term.
Latinx.
No Latino or Latina. No feminine or masculine adjectives or meaning attached to it. Just community.
That is interesting. When did y'all start this?
A couple of years ago, but it's just been catching on in the last about 3 or 4 years.
All right. You don't think we need to come up with something new?
No, Latinx is good.
I'm just saying Black and Latinx. Yeah. I mean, why are we still Black, though?
Well, you tell me what you want.
I don't know. Y'all the one changing stuff up.
No. The Black community, they've called themselves the Black community.
I need to consult with the delegation on this one.
Well, what they were saying is don't say Black and Brown because it erases like all of our history,
okay.
Say Black and Latinx or, African American, but not everyone is African American.
Right. So. That's true. Okay. What's coming up for you?
Coming up for me, besides the Rice Awards, which I'm so excited, that's September 28th. So you have now until then till vote. You can vote once per day.
Yep. So every 24 hours, you can actually submit a new vote.
Yes.
I want to encourage about 20 or 30 people to commit with me to vote for Astrid every day. So every 24 hours, I want you to be reminded to vote for Astrid for Outstanding in Media. Astrid Martinez, Outstanding in Media. Let's do that every 24 hours for my dear sister because she tells the true culture of Atlanta in a remarkable and positive way.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. And it's just like a gift. I feel like the last 10 years of work is just unraveling now, and it's been blessings. So I'm taking it all. I thank the community.
Yes.
Besides that, coming up October 10th, 11th, and 12th is the first inaugural Human Rights Film Festival at Morehouse College, which on your show is the first time that I am announcing that.
Awesome.
I've been asked to be the co-MC along with one of the actors from 5 Feet Apart. So we will be on stage for this incredible weekend where actually Spike Lee will be honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award because he's done so much for the culture as well.
Oh, yeah. So. I miss Spike. And I've interviewed Spike Lee a few times.
Is he a hard interview?
He is, yeah. Just straight up. Because he's cryptic sometimes. Sometimes he's a one-answer response, a one-word response.
And he's an artist. So.
Right. So you never know what you're getting. Yeah. But he said something to me that I found very interesting. He said, all actors and actresses are crazy.
Oh, I believe it.
Right. But his context was so interesting. He said, Rashad, they have to go through so much rejection. He said, you don't know how many no's they've been told before they get a yes. And he said, anybody who builds their life around that will be hypersensitive to certain things,
absolutely.
Right? And, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And he said, so as a director, he has to be sensitive to the fact that they're sensitive to rejection.
Yeah, I think artists understand artists.
Yeah.
And you have to be a little bit crazy anyway
in
that
do.
Business to survive. It is a dog-eat-dog world in there.
Yep.
So I get it. Plus, when you're an artist, you think differently. And the way you, you know, sometimes, you know, come up with ideas is not like everyone else. So you are ultra sensitive. And people might call it crazy, but it's just artistry.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Astrid, thank you for all that you do. How
thank
can people
you.
Follow you on social media?
Oh, Astrid TV One on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm Astrid Martinez, CBS 46.
All right, there it is. Once again, go to thericeawards.com, thericeawards.com. Click on vote.
I remembered more people that
I Oh, yeah, who are the
I
other
do.
People? That's
the
right.
The Rock was incredibly gracious. And Raymond Santana from When They See Us, the Exonerated Five.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible person.
Raymond is real dope. So I actually had Raymond and Yusuf come up here.
Yusuf as well. I interviewed
him.
Great guy.
Yeah. I spoke with Yusuf for 2 hours in front of a live audience. And, man, that guy had us in tears. He had us celebrating. He had us remembering why we're here on this planet. Everybody has a purpose. It was remarkable.
Same thing when I interviewed John Carlos. This was before Kaepernick lifted, kneeled.
Something?
We talked, and meeting him was like, you know, meeting an icon, which he is.
Oh, absolutely.
So I have, besides the movie business, a lot of social justice heroes mean a lot to me.
Well, and you're intentional when you do that. You do that on purpose, and we thank you for that.
Thank you, Rashad.
Appreciate you. TheRiceAwards.com. Click on vote. Go down to Outstanding in Media. Many of you voted for me last year. I thank you for that. This is a community award. She deserves it. She's getting my official stamp of approval. And click on Astrid Martinez to submit. All right? We're going to see you on CBS 46.
Yeah, tonight at 4:30 p.m. on CBS, 9 p.m. on Peachtree.
Awesome.
I'll see you when you come by the studio.
Yep. I'll be there tonight at 6 o'clock talking about this whole debacle with the Atlanta Public School Board.
Oh, that's a mess. I used to cover education.
Yes, a hot mess.
I can't leave without saying that I send out all of my condolences to all the 9/11 survivors and everyone who lost somebody and the first responders. I was in New York that day, so it's a heavy day.
Heavy day.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
But we also came together as one like never
we
before.
We did. I miss those days. Mm-hmm. I really do. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.